Very lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. It looks like it wanted to rain earlier this morning. I don't know if it started here on the island. I can't see anything outside. On the mainland, I don't know what it is. But you know, anytime it rains in Lagos, traffic is always, you know, something else. So please be ready, be prepared for anything for the day. I don't know what the weatherman said about the weather for today, but hey, we just have to be ready for anything. Before we get into our conversation, I'd like to bid you welcome if you're joining for the very first time. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. The show is called Morning Crossfire. It starts at 5 and terminates at 9. I'm Sheriff Quadri, your host. And we're doing something we call Treasure Hunt. For those hunters out there who've been waiting for me to announce what they will go and hunt for today, I will tell you in a moment. But before I do that, if you don't have our mobile app yet, you need to go and get our mobile app right now. Download, install. Download and install and ready for me to announce the hunt, the prey that you're going to go and hunt for on our mobile app, because this is strictly for the mobile app guys, okay? Before I announce that, though, let me also say that the semi-finals for the I Beg to Differ competition starts today. You don't want to miss this for anything, and I'm very, very serious about that. For those who have been following up on the I Beg to Differ competition, you know that it's not a small thing at all. It's global. It's nationwide. The media is talking about it nationwide. Schools are talking about it nationwide. We're still going to have the competition of champions, where we have winners from Port Harcourt, winners from Abuja. They come down to Lagos to come and slug it out with the winners of Lagos. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be great. All right, I Beg to Differ debate competition semifinal starts today. The final is later in the week. So we have the first one coming up at 4 p.m. today with Sandra Ezekwesili, the host of the debate. Many big thanks to our judges, who you don't see, but are doing amazing stuff behind the scenes. Many thanks to our headline sponsor, Spacetax. Many thanks to Printivo, to Obiwezi, to Just Foods. We love you all. We love you. This is the right investment, and we appreciate that you join us to make sure that we change the narrative of this country. Okay, now for the hunters. I'm sure you must have installed it now. Let me tell you what you're hunting for. You need to go and find a picture of the world's tallest mountain on Nigeria Info mobile app. The world's tallest mountain. That's the picture you're looking for. The first person to get this and submit his or her details will be the winner of 5,000 naira in the Morning Crossfire. All right, that's sorted. Now let's get on with our conversation today. Lagos, welcome again. We're talking youth leadership and governance on the Morning Crossfire today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Once again, you can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube right now. I have sitting here in the studio Dr. Ayodele Israel. He's the president of National Youth and Students Assembly. Dr. Israel, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Please move closer to the mic. Can you say good morning again to Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos. Fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. I have the Public Secretary of the National Youth and Students Assembly as well in the studio, Emmanuel Uchenna. He's here with me in the studio as well. Emmanuel, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Same here.
I'm going to start this conversation by urging all youths, young people, even, you know, older people as well, to please key into this conversation. Because there is an issue somewhere, and that issue is the youth's apathy towards election, towards voting, towards process, electoral process. That is just the crux of our conversation. We can use all kinds of words, though, but that is the crux of our conversation this morning. So please join us online. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to make this very, very conversational. Dr. Israel, let me start with you. Do you think the youths of this country are psychologically compromised towards election or electoral process?
Okay, thank you so much once again for having us. The direct answer to that is no. I do not believe the youth are psychologically compromised, you know, towards election and the electoral process. I rather feel that the narrative has actually changed.
Okay.
You know, towards what is in this current trends in participating in political participation across the globe. And Nigeria cannot be left out of that space.
Did you have more youths now participating, or you're saying that we are yet to have enough youth participating in party politics?
We actually have more youth participating in politics as a whole, okay. But then the numbers in electoral politics and party politics in Nigeria is still abysmally low, and that's why we are here.
Why is that so?
Okay, so first, political participation in the 21st century starts with as little as signing a petition online. Mm. All right, so it's not just about electoral politics, as it were, which most times the zenith of the process is when you cast your vote. In 21st century, as signing an online petition, it's part of being involved. Politically, attending town meetings and all that, showing
interest in everything.
Showing interest. And as I said, these are current trends all over the world.
Okay.
Now, how many of our youth, the question of do we have the critical mass of our youth who actually join our political parties? That is where we need to drive the process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why our group, National Youth and Student Assembly, we're conscientizing Nigerian, raising the bar. The number of persons who actually join political parties. Mm. Because for us, it is when you have robust engagement at that level in the political parties.
Yeah.
It is from there that leaders emerge. It is from there that we can have leaders who actually have values, who are driven by, institutional policies, and who can actually lead Nigeria to the promised land.
Yeah. Ujena, how do you think, how else do you think you can convince somebody like me now to join a political party, to be going for ward meetings every Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know what time do you do. I don't even know. To be going for ward meetings. And how do you convince me that I would have gone to work from morning, coming back late in the evening, and you want me to come and join? It looks as though everything is just stacked up. Everything has been stacked up against the youths in this country. Like you can't. They want to participate, but then. It's not looking like it's going to be easy for them to participate like that.
Okay, coming to that, thank you very much once again. Coming to that, I would say political participation, participating actively in party politics, first starts with the determination.
Mm. Mm.
If you're determined to participate
in
party politics, every other thing comes afterwards.
I will determine though. I will now be stuck in Lekki Epe traffic till 9 p.m. what meeting would have ended, and I'm still determined though.
The first determination is how many youths are you registered with the political party first of all before even being able to attend the ward meetings.
Mm.
The truth is, show your determination by getting registered with the political party. You can't say I have interest in getting involved in political participation in party politics, and you're not even registered with any party at all. Are you a card carrying member of any political party? That's where the determination starts. Okay, I want to be involved. Okay, what's the first step? Okay, I want to join this party. How do I join this party first? Get involved, get registered, be a card carrying member first. Then every other thing, you see, these things are not so difficult. They are not as difficult as we think.
Okay.
When you'll find out that there are ways you can maneuver and manage your program. The truth is that we can never get less busy.
Mm.
The truth is, if as young people, if they tell me, I need to come pick up 1 million naira somewhere, despite my tight schedule and every weekend.
Your business schedule will clear up sharp.
I will find a way. So that's the kind of determination every young Nigerian should have to get involved in political party participation.
Dr. Ishe, I've also heard that some of the reasons why young people don't really go into party politics is because the old men in those parties even encourage thuggery. They support the touts in their political parties than the educated ones. I've had this similar conversation before, and someone called in and said that he wanted to join the party. Heck, he even went to the meeting. But when he saw the display at the meeting, he felt that he was at the wrong place.
Okay, so that's part of the way they've bastardized our psyche as a people. And as young people, we must begin to change that narrative. In the first instance, that is the game. They want
What's the game?
The game is to ensure that elites, educated ones like us, young people, are taken out of the game, because it's a game of numbers, as you know. So when they populate the place with thugs and all that, these are persons that can they can actually maneuver. They can dance to their wings and campuses. Yeah, manipulate so easily. So as young persons, we must not fall for that.
If you cannot fight and you don't like wahala, you don't, you cannot be dragging any seat with anybody at the ward meeting.
Okay.
So, well, you just feel like the such a place is not for you.
Okay, so the first thing is that getting involved, it was Plato that said that the penalty for not getting involved in politics is that you'll be governed by your inferior.
Mm.
Right. So we must begin to now look at it that for us, there are other ways we can actually define or change the narrative, you know, the trajectory. How do we do that? You don't want to fight, right? But taking us aback a little bit, just to October 2020, during the NSAS,
yeah.
Look at what the youth were able to do, you know, that mass activism online. So like what Uche said, there is an online space where you can actually start. And that's, for instance, what NISA, National Youth and Student Assembly, is doing. For instance, you want to join a political party today. Let's say, for instance, the PDP.
Yeah.
All you need to do is to join, for instance, our WhatsApp platform.
Wait. You guys are PDP?
I'm going to walk us through that, yes. Okay. Because, you know, independent candidacy does not still really fly today in Nigeria, even though the Electoral Act 2020 recognizes that. But we know that even in advanced democracies like the US and all that, independent candidacy is still something, you know, in the board. So what I encourage Nigerians, we know as it is today that there are two major dominant political parties, the APC and the PDP. So for us, we understand that the PDP still has a national outlook, you know. And I tell people, if, for instance, you want to join PDP NISA, all you need to do is signify by joining our WhatsApp loop.
Do you have APC NISA?
No, we do not have.
So this is purely PDP.
The partnership we have is with the PDP, and I tell you as we progress, because we do our value system, and we feel that the PDP actually has the values of the PDP and NISA resonate with that of PDP.
I'm not going to go into party politics in this conversation. Great. We're going to stick to the youths and how we can open up the minds and consciousness of our youths to embrace party politics, to embrace election and election process entirely as a whole. That will be the focus of this conversation. Lagos Future Journalists, you're welcome. It's about 18 minutes inside the hour, and you've heard what my two guests have said, Dr. Isra and Emmanuel Uchenna, what have said about, you know, why you need to join party politics. You can call us and tell us why you can't or you will never join party politics. But before you do that, I need to speak with Emmanuel, you know, just one more time before I go to the telephone. Emmanuel, if you speak to an average Nigerian youth today, they will tell you that, not even maybe an average Nigerian, you know, to be very generic with that term, they will tell you that they can't ever vote because their vote will not count. What's your thought about that?
Okay, this is one thing we face every time. Mm. Yes. Everywhere. That's why one of the major things we're doing now is reorientation.
Mm.
We're doing lots of reorientation to young people and the average Nigerian. The truth is, our vote actually counts. Now, these are selfish leaders. I'll use the word selfish. Some of our selfish leaders, they've been able to walk on the side of the average Nigerian that your votes don't count. They don't come and tell you, white and black, that your vote don't count, but psychologically they worked that out. But the truth is, have you checked it? If your vote doesn't count, why did they give you 5,000 at the polling units to come vote for them? You know, do you think you just want to waste money? Nobody wants to waste money. Your vote actually counts. The truth is, why our vote actually is as if our vote doesn't count is because we actually don't protect our votes. So I'm very grateful. I think I will just give credit to our president for at least finally signing the Electoral Act. That's a great level to protect our votes. So I'm calling on Nigerians, every young person, your vote actually counts. Now also, it is your responsibility. It's not just the responsibility of the police, the army, to protect your votes. It is your responsibility to protect your votes. Go to the polling units, cast your votes, sit there, and make sure your votes count. Make sure your votes are counted and sent to the collation center. But thank God, with this new amendment, and now there'll be nothing like collation centers and all that, so your votes actually counts, you know. But we have to protect our votes, and these people know that, so they do all of these things. So we'll sit back, our vote doesn't count, so the numbers of people who go and vote will be limited. If we check the statistics of people who actually vote and people who have voter cards and don't vote. People who don't vote are quite higher. And these are the same set of people like who still go and complain that things are not working out well. Why we contribute to this whole thing? Mm. But our vote actually counts.
Mm, indeed. Let's get some thoughts in from Lagos this morning before we go on our first break. If you're joining us, welcome. Let's get your thoughts in. If you're a young person out there, this is your conversation. Please help us manage the time by going straight to the point, okay? 0700-993-993-993. Female-only line. I would like to hear from young female callers this morning. 01465-7190 for female-only callers. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call, so we're going to hang up and take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. We lost that as well, so we're going to hang up. Nigeria Info, good morning. Good morning to you. Morning to you, please.
Yeah, Ezekiel is my name. I'm calling from Lagos.
It's Ezekiel. Talk to us.
Okay, I want to ask that he drop the WhatsApp number so we can join it. Like me, I'm keenly interested in joining the PDP. So I'm a young person now.
Okay.
So let him drop the WhatsApp number so
all
we
right.
can join.
All right. Before the end of the show, we're going to drop that. We're going to ask them to drop that. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Jonah speaking from Ibue. Good morning to you.
Welcome.
And good morning to our guests, too. Seriously, my brother, I am one among the youth that is... I am very, very jealous of what is going on in this nation. Even although I'm an Uber driver, I used to knowledge some people because they were saying the vote will not count. I say, if you stay home, your vote cannot count. You have to come out and vote. If you have your PVC,
that's right.
No matter how it is, if this vote does not count, there's no need for them to go and be doing campaign and up and down. The vote is counting. They are just discouraging you people. We should just come out this 2023 and vote. There's no way that this vote will not count. Someone will say, okay, no problem. We will try. Seriously, I've been doing that campaign, even on my Instagram.
Fantastic.
Twitter also, I do so. So it's time for us, you, to come out and claim our rights.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take one more before the break. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Femi Adebambo.
Mr. Femi, welcome.
Yes, thank you. And I am a Nigerian youth, and I'm really happy that you're having this talk, discussing this morning.
Right.
I've heard what your guests have said, and I think, in a way, I sort of agree with them. But yeah, the vote actually counts, especially the other ones who mentioned the fact that politicians are in the habit of giving money to encourage them to vote for them, But again, I think it's important for us to agree with this problem in the sense that the average Nigerian youth, if you ask him to be, apart from the fact that they have this voter party, everybody wants to travel. Most of my friends, as I talk to you right now, they are in the process of getting their passport renewed. They want to go to the embassies. They are going for interviews every day. Doing everything they can. Just to leave the country. So I think it's important for our guests also understand that apart from encouraging people to vote, you need to make the environment encouraging.
Right.
The voting environment, the process of... You need to start from the process of even registering for voters.
Right.
And the process is becoming too long and really, really redundant. So if you don't make the process easy, I mean, think about it. If I punch of my phone screen, I can register for my voter's card, and then it's delivered at my house, maybe at my own cost for delivery fee.
Mr. Femi, thank you so much. We need to go now. We have some kind of announcement for our listeners. Stay here, Lagos.
This is an infomercial.
For the young people listening and watching right now, this is your conversation, and trust me, it's an advocacy on my part to make sure that I do series of shows as regards youth's active participation in the electoral process. As far as I'm concerned, the youths are the only group of people, only demographics that can change the story of this country. I don't care who you support, who you're voting for. But Nigeria is a youthful population. If our population as youths of this country can't change this country, then the fault is is what? It's resident with us. It's with us. We are to blame, the young people. So if you want any change, the young people are the ones that would cause that change. If you are not seeing any change now or in the future, that's where the youth are still sleeping. Still snoozing somewhere. But I will do my part on this show to make sure that sustain this engagement. You know, before I went on break, I had, you know, four youth in the studio and we had similar conversation. And we're having two again today. We'll continue with this in this line of thoughts for some time now. But you're welcome to this show. I have Dr. Israel here and Uchenna, both from the Youth and Student Assembly here in this part of the world. All right. Now, we're still going over that. I can see your calls coming in. Trust me, my guests want to engage with you. But I just have one question for them before I come and take your calls. Dr. Israel, let me start with you. One of the many reasons, you know, before the break, we're talking about reasons why, you know, youths abstain from party politics and the rest of it. But one of the reasons is violence during election. Youths give this a lot as excuse for not going out on election day to go and vote. Why do you think this is so?
I think that in itself is very defeatist. The youth must not chicken out on account of violence during election.
I don't want to get killed now. Is that chicken out? I'm just protecting my own interest.
Nobody is going to get killed. Looking at the Electoral Act 2022 has been signed now. You understand the fact that the majorly violence is always recorded majorly at the polling unit and at the collation centers. Now the collation centers are actually fizzled out with the Electoral Act just being signed into law. So a whole lot of technological innovations and creative ideas have been put in place to checkmate violence at the polling unit. For instance, part of the effort we are putting here, because we really need to deconstruct the whole thing so that we can have a good picture of what we're really doing. Politicians sell this narrative to people. They say, oh, there's going to be violence. They bring talks, as a matter of fact. But the truth is that what is the population of the talks compared to the critical mass, the number of youth? You are alluded to the fact during your opening remarks that this is a youth population. 70% of Nigerian population is below 30. And according to HINEC, you have 54.5% of registered voters being people who fall between the age bracket of 18 to 35 years. Now, 54.5% of a 211 million people. That is way above 100 million. What is the population of touts that politicians can hire, you know, to actually be sufficient enough to cause to bring all sorts of problems? It's because they sell this narrative to us. They want us to actually have that fear in our minds. You don't want to come out. Now, over the years, the narrative has been that our psyche as a people has been bastardized by years of militarization and all that. All right, so when we moved into the Fourth Republic, 1999 and all that, you have pro-democracy groups, you have those that are having the mindset, the militarization and all of that. These are the kind of elements, strange elements that started the political experience we're having currently. All right, so we've been moving gradually. And if there's anybody in the center of the whole thing that deserves some accolades, it is INEC. We started from 1999 to 2011. There was no card reader. Right, so it was easy for them to just bring a few pockets of violence here and there to disrupt the entire process. Then people will say, oh, they want to run away. All right, so in 2011, you notice that immediately they introduced card readers, the ballot snuffing, the numbers that they were injecting to INEC databases, all of these things reduced. And INEC moved in 2015 to, 2019 to what you have in Beavers. Take Lagos State, for instance. Before 2011, they had over 1.5 million votes. Then immediately they introduced card reader, it reduced society groups should ordinarily fill this space. But over the years, what we have is that members of the society groups themselves are most times appendages of the political party or political class. Many a times they are funded by international donors. So they look at best.
That's another problem.
Yes, they look at best as professional, entrenched professional middle class. Right, and that can never give aspiration, help Nigerian youth, in terms of their preferences. Nigerian youth do not see. They see a clear departure from the civil norms. They do not see their preferences in
there's a disconnect.
100% disconnect. a disconnect, or you want to call it disenchantment. And what we are doing here now is we are providing that mediating structures, you know,
to bridge that gap.
And the way we are appealing to Nigerian youth, for instance, we have a project where we're registering 200 people per polling unit in the 176,000 polling units across
in
the federation.
This country.
Yes. And the pilot study just took, we just started in Lagos here.
Okay.
You know, we've done that in Ikorodu successfully, where we are registering 200 people per polling unit. All right. And aside from that, we are leveraging on the use of IT technology in this age. Why are political parties not installing, you know, hidden cameras at the polling unit?
Yeah.
Since the polling units now are the most important.
Is that a job of political party or the government? For
instance? Because we of course it should be the job of government, INEC. But then part of the efforts of civil societies, all right, is actually to support government in carrying out. Because going back to what governance basically should be all about, governance has. You know, it's about a system of values, policies, and all that, you know, that civil society, government, and the citizens themselves, you know, agree in charting the way forward. So since we have agreed that we seem to have a systemic failure here, there's failure of government, there's absence of government, why are we not taking proactive measures, private individuals, civil societies, in rescuing the state from total collapse?
Right. Gentlemen, let's quickly go to the telephone and hear from Lagos themselves, because this conversation is about them as well. Let's hear from them then before we continue with our own conversation. By the way, we have a winner of the treasure hunt. I'll announce that in a moment. The winner for last week has been paid already, but we couldn't announce the name of the person, but we'll do that before we wrap up this morning. In the meantime, let's get to the telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Akibe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to let that young man know and yourself that speaking from the hem of a fear or the flowery aspect of it is not what we make the youth. Because we have an adage that says, a hungry man is an angry man. I know they cannot feed them now. But happy is the man who his or her immediate requirement is available. These are what is bothering the youth. And then what we don't know the party that he is representing or the youth want to represent. It's not just only the PDP or APC that is in existence in Nigeria.
Definitely
not. We have
not
heard about any other party. And which one does he want the youth to be affiliated?
He can't decide for the party that the youth should be affiliated to or with. That is everybody's decision to take. You can decide whichever party you want to follow. His job in the studio here today is to reawaken the conscience of the Nigerian young Nigerians, Nigerian youth, not to tell you the party that you should belong to. No, that's not why my guests are here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I need your radio off quickly, please.
Hello.
You need to turn off your radio and call me back. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Very well.
Yes, good morning to your guests. I like this topic, Sherry. God bless you. I know that the last time you tried to, you know, to have this conversation, there were all kinds of delays on the traffic and all of that.
No time, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you asked a question. I'm going to take them word for word for some of the things you said. You asked the question that are they psychologically compromised? I would say that the most value that we need, the most valuable kind of participation we need from our youth.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bothers around things like the fact that they are not listening. They are not curious. They are not thinking to solve big political problems. They have given up that it is not their turf. Do they know that they are the largest demographic in Nigeria? I don't think so. The very first speaker used some words like current trends, because I've been listening from the moment he started. He talked about current trends, he talked about conscientization, and you see, if you are using words like this, you are telling me invariably that you have a group of people that are not listening. They are not conscious of the things that are happening around them. I don't know if I'm making any
sense. I'm with you.
Yes. When they don't have enough information and they are not caring. They lack. I don't know. You are the one now, Sheriff, calling on Nigerian youth to come and party, to come and listen on this program. If they cared enough, you will not have to make that announcement.
Right.
The first time and then this time. they shouldn't count themselves out. Nigeria needs them. Let me say this to all Nigerian youths listening. Whether you participate or not in the upcoming elections, right? The outcome of the elections will still be your response. It will still be, I don't know, you will still be responsible.
Yeah.
Either you acted or you failed to act. Mm. So he should find, the gentlemen, they should find a way to bring their people out. Right. They should stop looking at government, they should stop looking at other people. The problem is that they should find a way to get themselves out of the closet. They're too docile.
Alex.
Che Guevara was 20-something when they took over government with Fidel Castro in Cuba. They were in their 20s. Where are our own 20-somethings?
Brilliant. Alex, thank you. Thank you for your submission. Appreciate it. That's quite. I'm very moved, Dr. Israel. I'm quite moved by the submission of Alex there.
I would like to react to that. Thank you for what Alex said. I'm sure that she's been listening from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Point is, I said this and I have to repeat it over again, that the trends all over the world is that political participation has actually changed from what it used to be.
Yeah.
What people used to know as political participation is when you cast your vote.
Mm.
But that is the zenith. There are lots of activities that precede that. All right. And you'll be surprised that the establishment was shocked when they saw, you know, the language of ENSAS, when they saw the prowess, the organization prowess.
They didn't see it coming.
Mm. When they saw, the way it was organized, everywhere in the world, current trends, you have a lot of leaderless movements making waves. Mm. But will it make significant contribution on election day?
Maybe not.
At least it's a clear departure from where we are coming.
Right.
Now, she has alluded to the fact that, yes, most of these persons who we actually want to, this generational mix problem that we have, intergenerational change, that is being a big problem, a plug in the wheel of progress in our political experience,
yeah,
has been the people who actually started in their 20s and 30s also. Mm. But the times have changed. That was in the days when there was the military regime and all that.
Uchenna, quickly, let me come to you. Sorry, Dr. Israel, but we need to quickly move ahead. You spoke to me during the break about when we're talking violence and what this, you know, has done to the psyche of the young person and the rest of them. And you said some things that quite caught my attention.
Okay, basically, it's intentional by our leaders to scale.
Violence is intentional.
Yes, it's intentional. Mm. Yes, to scale with violence to help improve and increase voter support. It's intentional. And the truth is that so many young people are not aware that it's intentional.
Mm.
It's intentional. So, and that's why people like us were out here now. This, in fact, we were quite dozed out for a while. Mm. Not until ENSAS awakened to many people.
Mm.
It awakened even our association too. Mm. And we rose and said, okay, this is the time. We've been dozed out for so long. And the truth is, did you see what happened at the ENSAS?
Mm.
The truth is, these ENSAS protesters, the actual ENSAS protesters were peaceful protesters.
Mm.
And what happened? These people had retaliation from these talks, violent talks. What happened? Did they overpower the talks? Yes, they did. And what was the next strategy? These same political leaders still use these talks to start destroying private properties.
Mm.
To make it look like it's the same ENSAS. Why? In other words, this violence cannot, it's just like a threat. It cannot totally overpower us. Let us get that. Check the population of Nigerian towns. Let's use Lagos for example. I don't think they're up to 10,000. If they are 10,000, we have 15,000 polling units. If they choose to spread all the tats, that means even if they put one per polling unit, it wouldn't even get to the 15,000. In other words, they will spread them 3, 3, 3, 3. How many touts can overpower the crowd if everybody chooses to come out to vote? It's not possible. I'll give a very practical example. At the last election, I was a leader, a party agent of one of even the new political parties then, and all that. And something happened. The first thing I did was to educate the electorates. And I told them, no matter what happens, nobody should come and destruct this election. We shouldn't allow it. It's our responsibility to protect our votes and don't get scared. And the truth is, when they got that confidence from me as a party agent, all of them believe. Do you know about 3 touts came? And when the touts saw the crowd and saw the aggressiveness of this crowd. They went back. And that election at that point went on fine.
Peacefully. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. We can't go beyond this point. But before we go, please, I want to help galvanize the Nigerian youths. And I see your organization as a bridge, like you've mentioned. Dr. Ede, very quickly, in 10, 15 seconds, how can people, young people, get across to your organization if they would like to follow this movement that you've championed? I think Uchenna will help us with that.
Okay, yes. Okay. Uchenna, we have our handles and the phone number.
Yes, we have our handles, and basically you can just reach us on WhatsApp on our phone number 070-3937-8100. 070-3937-8100. And the second number, 070-3930-5589. 070-3930-5589. Reach us on WhatsApp and
you can take it from there. Yes. Nigerian Youth Lagos Youth, please get involved. Dr. Aidele, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Uchenna, thank you so much for coming. Lagos, that's our show. We have an announcement for you now. I'll be right back.
This is an infomercial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.